You know, I don't have a precise answer. I mean, there may be people who are still around who might have worked for him that could answer that more directly. But I do know that at least within the city, you know, by 1977, you've got kind of a newspaper called Metro Gay News. You've got coverage appearing in the Detroit newspapers. You've got, you know, kind of some favorable attitudes about, you know, homosexuality, so that people who might have been brought up with this notion that, you know, queer people are demons and predators and scary and you have to avoid them because they're child molesters, are kind of discovering kind of a different story of their own. And I'm, you know, it's also kind of the hip thing of the day. It's like, you know, it's what's interesting is you've got this venue and you've got this phenomena that relied on disco that's also serving as kind of this venue for live bands and entertainment. I'll back up a little bit, because I mentioned mob involvement. One of the ways you can definitely see mob involvement is through jukeboxes in the 50s and 60s, because the underworld had a lock on, you know, jukeboxes and coin-operated cigarette machines in bars. And so that was clearly the case with gay bars as well. And what you see starting in the late 60s is some bars turning to DJs. So you had some bars with live entertainment or jukeboxes, but then you start getting DJs and kind of, and this also leads and has links to kind of the techno movement and certain DJs kind of being at the foreground of that, like Ken Collier and Heaven. So, and that was one of the things that happened with gay ownership, is bringing in these DJs and kind of developing a dance scene that you know, Madonna's dance teacher would want to expose her to at Menjo's. So I think the thing about bookies is I would suspect that the architecture had something to do with it too, that it had a stage. I mean, they had drag shows, so it was making use of the stage, but it was built to be kind of a supper club. It had a stage, it had the acoustics, it had the venue. And I imagine that there were nights of the week that were lulls, and bookie was like, if you're gonna bring me customers, sure, come on in. So I think there's like layers of factors, but they all kind of coalesce to like make this opportunity.